listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. We've had a busy show. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app as well. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Shout out to people listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, well, you think you're smart. Good, you are. Ask your smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Alex. I appreciate you, Alex. Thank you so much. We'll be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. We've got a busy show. Thank you to our guests. Tolu Smith came through. Just signed with the Detroit basketball. Signed with the Detroit Pistons. Going to be heading out to Vegas for Summer League. Show everybody what he could do coming out of Mississippi State. We talked about Bronny James introduced earlier today to the Los Angeles Lakers public. Along with that other guy they drafted. Yeah, the actual guy that got selected in the first round. Dalton Connect. His job has to be so easy, right? Like, I show up, I shoot the basketball. Everybody asks Bronny questions. I don't exist. It got to be easy for him until LeBron wants to trade him. Anyway, Donovan Mitchell got himself a new contract. Contract extension, I should say. 3 years, $150 million. He's like, oh, I told everybody I want to stay in Cleveland. I want to stay. Tyreek Hill. He's like, where's my money? Not that type of way, but he's like, yeah, I can't wait for my new contract. Everybody is getting, more than 30. Sign me up. We talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady said, man, I wish I had more fun. We had a caller. I think it was Steve from Kansas. If your name isn't Steve from Kansas, I apologize. I think his name was Steve. He's just like, man, what's the good of going to work playing football and not having fun? Ugh. Blame Belichick. I'll blame him. He sucked the life out of that guy. That's why he left at the end. Bill Belichick having all the fun in the world with his 23-year-old gymnast girlfriend. What a world. Like, Bill Belichick got fired. And now he has free time to hang out with, I don't know the young lady's name. Doesn't matter. Anyway, good luck to Bill Belichick and good luck to Tom Brady. I hope he has all the fun in the world in the broadcast booth. And I hope that Tom Brady doesn't have any bright ideas to jump back onto the field. He might be a little too close to the action. I hope not. And Tom Brady, you know what? Let him play one more game. See how it feels. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Talked about Klay Thompson. And we got more to do, okay? We talked about even Aaron Rodgers. Where did he go? Egypt. For what? We don't know. He's probably on some type of temple run. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers wakes up and does. No idea. Alex, do you have any clue? Like, what is he doing in Egypt? I want to say he was just sightseeing. But when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, I feel like he was on some Nicolas Cage type quest, probably.
National Treasure. I have to find the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. I mean, you just can never guess with this guy. I hope he was sightseeing. I hope so, because Egypt is a beautiful place, but I've never been, but I heard great things, but I just don't know with him, you know, with the whole, like, retreat that he had a while back, so he's just so unpredictable.
Yeah, the man went on a retreat to Portland, Oregon, but when he goes to eat, I don't know, maybe sleeping in the desert, I don't even know are you allowed to do that? Is that safe? I don't know. I ain't been to Egypt either. I just know Aaron Rodgers probably found something very, very interesting to do. And as long as it keeps him healthy for the New York Jets, I don't think the Jets give a damn either. And so, I don't, maybe Tom Brady would have found happiness if he participated in some of the same things that Aaron Rodgers does. He could make a phone call and see. And speaking of happy, you know, so we got to get somebody else. We got to listen to somebody else who's happy. Everybody is happy about a wide receiver from right here in Georgia. Everybody is happy about a former Georgia Bulldog who was just drafted in the second round of the NFL, Ladd McConkey. Get used to hearing his name. I've had to hear his name for the past few years here in Georgia, but now I think the rest of the country is finding out about this man with the ridiculous footwork. Unfortunately, Ladd McConkey had to deal with some injuries this past season, didn't put up the ridiculous numbers, but certainly showed out at the combine. Let everybody know that this man's feet are ridiculous. Justin Herbert has been raving about Ladd McConkey, saying that he shows up to work and performs like he's been in the league for 5 years. It's like he's been here before. Justin Herbert says that Ladd McConkey picked up the offense so easily. Well, I guess this is what happens when you have people who actually want to show up to work. Justin Herbert says he's picked up the offense so easy. It's like he's been a 4 or 5 year vet. He understands the game. This is great, right? I love it. Like, I want to see Justin Herbert have success. I hope that he has fun while he plays football. I don't think Harbaugh is going to suck the life out of him because Harbaugh is a nutty guy. I think that, I don't know if he's nutty or crazy or fun, whatever it is, he keeps things interesting. And so everybody loves Ladd McConkey. Listen to Ladd McConkey already talk about his relationship with Justin Herbert. Listen to this.
You know, just over text, we're just like, you know, fired up, get you the ball. Like, if you need anything, let me know. So, I'm just, yeah, you know, talk a little bit. Nothing too serious, nothing crazy yet. So once we get out here, you know, try to build that connection and get on the same page with everything.
Oh, that's sweet. Like, they get along with each other. That's awesome. Let's keep things forward. When you think about what they've been able to do up until now and the experience and getting to know everybody, and you already heard Herbert, what he had to say. This man shows up to work like he's been here for 4 or 5 years already. I mean, if we keep on rolling here and you take a listen to what people inside the building are doing. Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for the Chargers. Yeah, I know everybody in Baltimore is glad that he's gone. Greg Roman talked about Ladd McConkey like he is living in the building, sweeping and mopping the floors. Take a listen to what he said.
Man, I'm very excited about Ladd. You know, we know the physical traits, the speed, the quickness, ability to change direction, catch the ball, make plays with the ball in his hands. But just how he's picking things up and how he works at it every day. It's just such a great attitude, attention to detail. Up in the coach's office late in the afternoons, early evenings, you know, trying to talk about a few things that happened that day and get clarity on it. Just those are the kind of things you look for.
You know, I just like Justin Herbert. I want to see Justin Herbert have success because there's something to me about the guys who just show up to work and they don't talk trash. They don't say nothing. They just go out there and beat you. And now that the Los Angeles Chargers have a decent head coach, that's what they've needed. Somebody that's not going to screw up the game and screw up the clock at the end of a game. Now that Harbaugh is in town and Justin Herbert is not going to be asked to throw the ball 40 and 50 times a game. Justin Herbert, he going to get used to the ground and pound. Come on. Austin Eckler pretty much said, yeah, one of the reasons I'm no longer a Charger is because they just wanted to hand somebody the ball. Well, damn it, now they got Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. And that's all they got to do is hand those guys the ball. Hopefully Quentin Johnston second full year in the league coming out of TCU. Maybe this guy can now catch a football. And Ladd McConkey as a safety blanket? Is he going to have a Puka Nacua type showing in his first year? I don't think so. But Ladd McConkey going to go out there. I would not be surprised if this man hauled in 1,000 yards as a safety blanket. If anybody's going to be happy, I know Tom Brady's not happy with what his career looked like. Hey, he wish he had more fun. Would you exchange fun for 7 championships? Which one do you want? You want 7 championships or do you want fun? This man right here, Justin Herbert's having fun, and I hope McConkey has fun as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Congratulations, Justin Herbert, Ladd McConkey. They'll be in action in about a month. I can't believe it. Well, less than a month now. Wow, time really flies. Today is July 2nd. We're 2 days away from the holiday. We're about 3 weeks away from NFL training camps getting underway. And I can't wait for the drama, right? I know NFL players, they're not waiting for it. They prefer that they just wait out the whole season, play a couple of preseason games, and get to work. But time really does fly. This is a time of year where you got to be happy. I can't believe it. We were just looking at Memorial Day weekend. It's already the 4th of July in 2 days, a little bit more than a day. And we're going to be staring at NFL training camps. I'm already eager to see what's going to happen. Is Aaron Rodgers going to look to make another trip? Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey, everybody's going to be on. What's that woman's name? Taylor Swift. People are going to be on Taylor Swift watch all season long. I'm pretty sure at some point, again, the New York Jets will find some other ridiculous trouble to get into. Deshaun Watson, what's this guy's season going to look like? And what the hell is going to happen in the Steel City? You want to talk about people being happy? Russell Wilson is going to round with his fake happiness. His partner there in Fields is going to probably be miserable all season long. Alex, is there anything you're looking forward to? NFL getting underway in a couple of weeks?
I mean, Hard Knocks is coming out tonight, right?
What, the New York Giants Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan, so that's why.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like only Giants fans are excited about it. But at the same time, I feel like they're going to shove Daniel Jones in our faces and try and convince us that he's the right guy for us, which he's not.
Wait, I thought that this entire offseason, this is a new offseason edition of Hard Knocks. I thought that this was specifically going to be about, you know, almost Saquon leaving. The whole series, Saquon left.
I mean, yeah. So in the trailer, they talked about there was like a bit of Saquon going after Brian Burns, the draft with Malik Nabers, and then Daniel Jones's recovery in his injury. So I feel like it's going to be centered around those things.
Which injury? Which one? Pick one. Tell. Like, which one? His head, his leg, his knee? Like, which one?
All
his
of them.
Neck?
I have probably the one that kept him out the whole season. Not the ones that kept him out in one game every other game.
Oh, those will be recurring all throughout. It's just sad. Like, can they put him in a bubble to play? There's no bubbles in football, right? I know they got these
those helmets.
What do they call them? Guardian caps? Is that what they are?
I think so, yeah.
Does he need one? Will he play with one?
I hope so. I just can't with him anymore, to be honest.
You're ready for. So what do you want? Do you want the Giants to suck this year so they can get a new quarterback? That's what you want.
No, I mean, I've been like kind of wanting that for a few years now, but but the thing is, this is the first time we've had an electric wide receiver probably since Odell. So it's exciting to see what Malik Nabers can do, and maybe he can help Daniel Jones. I think Devin Singletary is actually a decent replacement for Saquon, even though I'll miss Saquon.
What?
Yeah.
A decent what? What'd you call it?
Devin replacement.
Why? Because he'll actually play and be healthy? Like, what do we mean?
I mean, sure, Saquon had his injuries every now and then, but I mean, it's not like he just doesn't have those, like, you know, one elite play per game that just wows you. But he'll do the job. So
he'll do it. He would. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know. I just, I think the over under for us is 6.5 this season. So I hopefully we'll try and hit the over.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds pretty miserable. The defense is going to show up and go to work, and the offense is just going to be, pretty pathetic, I think. Pretty pathetic. Hey, good luck to the Giants. Man, maybe the Jets will actually win some football games in that in MetLife Stadium. I forgot, somebody last week said it's like an air conditioner. And it's right. It looks like a giant AC sitting off the New Jersey Turnpike. Anyway, hey, good luck to the Giants. I'm going to check that out. I did hear part of a trailer. It's just like, Saquon, can you at least let us make you an offer? I think the answer was no. Something like that. I don't know. Yeah, the Giants are going to stink. They've been stinking a joint up for a few years now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's that time of year. I hope people are happy, right? I hope. Alex, are you happy? You good?
I am happy. You know, it's 4th of July weekend coming up, so,
okay,
good. You know, I think we'll get into it later, but I'm a big soccer guy, and the U.S. men's national team lost last night.
Yeah.
But, I have mixed feelings, so I'm not upset. I will preview that, I should say.
Well, do you think at some point between now and when we leave in another, I don't know, hour and 20, 30 minutes, 90 minutes, you think Greg Berhalter will get the boot between now and then? Probably not, right?
He probably won't even get the boot until after the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you want to hope that he's done, but...
Bruh.
You know, with the whole federation and his brother basically reappointing him, you know, it's kind of
all right.
Yeah,
let's suffer for another 2 years. Okay, all right, I'm fine. Okay, fine, we're fine. The referees make us suffer. The coach makes us suffer. Yeah, we'll get into Team USA. That was a miserable loss last night in Kansas City, no less, home of champions. Anyway, speaking of a loss. What the hell happened? This guy fell off the face of the earth. I know he's not happy. This man has to be reevaluating his whole career right now. For my baseball fans out there, it's Tim Anderson, the former batting champ for the Chicago White Sox, the man who used to bat 300 and 319. He played shortstop for the Sox. He looked like he was going to be a multiple-time All-Star. He looks like he was going to be one of the best shortstops in the league for years. And then he got hurt. And then he had some personal issues that kind of popped up. Personal issue. What a world we live in. Man, man, oh, man. Imagine if social media existed 30, 40, 50 years ago. Tim Anderson had a, how can I describe this? You got Google, you can Google it. It's too complicated even for me. He had a wife and a girlfriend, and they were both claiming him, and they would go online and say, this is my man. This is just, let's just say Tim Anderson was rightfully so. It appears that he was distracted. And so, this man had to sign a contract this past season with the worst team in baseball, one of the worst teams in baseball. This team is ready to sell off everything. The Miami Marlins, a stink. One of the worst teams in the league, National League, one of the worst teams in baseball, barely get to 30 wins. They will sell you shoes right now, okay? Don't be shocked if you see a Marlins jersey at TJ Maxx or Marshall's, because they will give away everything right now. You know you stink when a Marlins cut you. The Marlins designated Tim Anderson for assignment. He is 31 years old. This man, who was a former batting champ, is batting 214. That's it. That's his batting average. He's batting 214 in 65 games. The Marlins said, no thanks. And they cut him. It's simple as that. Listen to these numbers. I don't want to be mean, but come on now. He's batting 214 with zero home runs and nine RBIs. Now, look, Tim Anderson was never known for power. He ain't Aaron Judge. Nobody's waking up expecting him to crank 30. His career high is about 20 flat. This is just a hard way to fall. I don't know if it's the injuries. I don't know. Maybe when Jose Ramirez punched him in the face. Jose Ramirez said that Tim Anderson has never had respect for the game. Now Tim Anderson is on the outside looking in. It was only a couple of months ago that Tim Anderson was on MLB Network, and he was asked what he is looking for in his next team. And, well, you tell me if any of this stuff made sense. Listen.
I can't be picky. You know what I mean? I can't be picky. You know, I just need opportunity. You know, that's how I got here, off of one opportunity. So I just need an opportunity. I'm not picky. You know, I want to be just around a great group of guys that I can learn from, be an organization that I can grow and, add some more things to my toolbox for sure.
Oh my goodness. This is, who's going to pick him up? Where's he going? Like, he's 31 years old, but I don't want to say this might be the end of the line, but when you start thinking about younger players with control that you can count on, I don't know if Tim Anderson is going to get another look. He might get a look in the minors. And, man, I know baseball is tough. Some guys standing on the mound throwing a small ball 100 miles per hour, and you got to figure out what the hell to do with it in a fraction of time, a fraction of a second. This man used to be one of the best. Is his hand-eye coordination shot, or is his, I don't know, is he distracted? That's why they tell you relax on having multiple girlfriends and wives. I don't know. I thought that would make life easier. I guess I'm wrong. Good luck to Tim Anderson. I'm not going to put him in an Aaron Judge category, but this is like if Aaron Judge all of a sudden was swinging and missing at everything. Like he was early this year, but for multiple years. I don't know if professional athletes just lose it like that. I'm real interested. I'm real interested to know what the hell happened that Tim Anderson went from being one of the best players in the game, just being a scrub. Did he get old overnight? Could he not work out anymore? Does he need glasses? Does he need LASIK? I don't know. Good luck to him as he decides to go out here and just figure things out. Oh, have the mighty have fallen. I know Jose Ramirez is tap dancing on his baseball grave right now. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of dancing on a grave, at least we mentioned this. I mentioned it. Alex mentioned it. What a ugly loss that was last night for Team USA men's soccer. Oh, my God. They stunk that joint up. Yeah, let me fill you in on this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And the Defensive Player of the Week is Uruguay defender Ronald Araujo. This man clipped a clean sheet against the men's national team. You want to know what he did last night? Blanked him. 1-0 in Copa America. United States of America blanked out. Eliminated, done, and disappointing. A matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, Let's hear from their manager, who we have been assured is he's on notice, but he's probably going to keep the job for the next couple of years, which is rather disappointing. Yeah, we're going to talk some football on the other side of the break, the one that you kick. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Anyway, right before we went to break, amongst all of the happy, unhappy things that people are unhappy, Tim Anderson is not happy. He got cut today, designated for assignment, basically, by the Miami Marlins. You really got to suck to get cut by them. I think I could play for the Marlins today. Now, that's me being disrespectful. My apologies. Tom Brady said he wasn't happy when he was playing in the NFL. Says he wished he took more time to have more fun. Correction, more fun. Didn't have enough. If winning 7 championships doesn't make you happy, I don't know what does. We heard from Bronny James, and we're going to get into all of that more when we get to the top of the hour. And then I want to tell you about what Angel Reese is doing right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we got a lot to get into. One thing that we did bring up. Last night when I got off air, there ain't no basketball on, right? There was only 3 baseball games yesterday. And no hockey. There's almost nothing. It's Copa America going on right now. At least on this side of the world, right? And so I had a chance and an opportunity to watch the U.S. men's national team take on Uruguay, which blanked them 1-0. And that one goal came late in the match, and after checking it out on the computer using that VAR technology, it was established that, well, at least the computer and the refs, they're like, hey, it's not offsides. The goal stood, and then Team USA lost, and they were eliminated. I mean, earlier in the tournament, they lost to Panama. And Uruguay is a better team, and now they're losing to them, and now they're out of Copa America. And it's just like, do I need to lose faith and hope in Team USA on the soccer side? Okay, fine, we got the women. The women, they're competitive. The men, like, we can win a whole lot of things. But when it comes to football, the United States of America is way behind. It's just like, they're good. Hey, Alex, you know how early in the show, what do we say? We said the Dolphins and the Cavaliers, they're just good. They're just kind of in the middle, right?
Right.
Can I not put the U.S. men's national team in that space, too? They're like bound and destined to be right in the middle.
That's kind of, I wouldn't even go that far. I mean, they have a great crop of players. You know, they're all young. They're heading towards more experience going into the World Cup in 2026. But none of them are really superstars. I think the closest one you can make an argument for is Pulisic.
Yeah.
But is he really a superstar? I wouldn't put him in that category.
What we need to do is just do what other countries do. Just rob people from other countries and make them American.
Well, we did for a few players. The striker, Balogun, was English. I know he's not in the tournament because he tore his ACL. Serginho Dest was Dutch. Ricardo Pepi's Mexican. I mean, there's a few players that aren't naturally or originally American, I should say, but yet, you know, they're still young, they're still inexperienced, and coaching sucks.
Yeah, well, it's the developmental system.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it doesn't, I'll put it to you this way. America at this point, and I don't want to call it a difficult time. The United States of America has a difficult enough time right now in developing basketball players. And shout outs to all my lovely people up in Canada, okay? Thank you, Dr. James Naismith, and thank you to everybody at Springfield, okay? Both. But the fact is, when you think about just the influx of international players via European leagues into the NBA, that pretty much tells you all you need to know about the developmental system of basketball in the United States of America. The world has caught up, which is cool. It's amazing. It's great. But think about that. That's basketball. You consider it to be an American export. The best league in the world is the NBA. It's an American league, predominantly with American players. Okay? Now think about that for a sport like football or soccer, where the developmental system doesn't even kind of compare to what we have in basketball. And so the system of, yeah, we can sign guys and make them naturalized citizens, and you play for Team USA, and you play for Team USA, and you play for Team USA. We don't have no system to really develop young men and young women all the way up from adolescence. I mean, we see it in Europe, and I use basketball to try to make it, people understand from both sides here. Come on, Luka Doncic was playing professionally as a teenager in Europe. Luka Doncic was winning a championship in the EuroLeague as a teenager. He was an MVP as a teenager. This ain't no shabby league. He's playing against grown men, and he was the best. Could you imagine that here from a football or soccer perspective? The answer is no. And so, to be quite honest, I mean, it's going to take a prodigy. And how this prodigy gets into the United States of America, and is he American? Is he naturalized? Like, I don't know how, but it's going to take somebody to just pop up out of nowhere and kind of drag U.S. soccer along. I mean, for years, and this kind of shocked me, I forgot what the hell I was watching. I looked up on a screen the other day and I saw Freddie Adu, and I said, whoa. Like, Freddie Adu was supposed to be the guy. And it seems like every time America has that guy, there's no development. And so last night was just another disappointing loss. And at this point, I expect them. If I turn on U.S. men's national team soccer, I'm expecting a disappointment. And last night, Greg Berhalter, man, he was getting his behind whooped on social media. People are like, fire the guy. Get rid of him. Why is he still here? How much longer is he going to be here? He's still here. I mean, we even got a statement. A matter of fact, I'll tell you about the statement in a second. Listen to the head coach of U.S. men's team soccer pretty much tell you how disappointing last night was.
We know that we're capable of more. And in this tournament, we didn't show it. It's really as simple as that. I think that, you know, you look at the stage that was set with the fans in this tournament, with the high level of competition in this tournament, and, you know, we should have done better. And, you know, we'll do a review and figure out what went wrong, why it went wrong. But I think it's, it's an empty feeling right now for sure.
Man, empty feeling. That's how all the fans feel when I watch. I watch the big tournaments, okay? I'll sit down and watch Copa America. You know, obviously, I'll sit down and watch the World Cup. I'm disappointed every time I sit down and watch. And so the U.S. Soccer Federation put out a statement today, and you tell me how this would make you feel if your boss sent you this. Our tournament performance fell short of our expectations. We must do better. We'll be conducting a comprehensive review of our performance in Copa America and how best to improve the team and results as we look towards the 2026 World Cup. Which, by the way, for everybody listening to the sound of my voice, unless you've been living underneath a rock, the World Cup is going to take place here in the Americas in 2026, including here in Atlanta, Georgia, and including right across the river from where Alex is at. They're going to have the final in New Jersey. Yes. Congratulations to every human being who is going to be coming over or watching the World Cup. They get a look at New Jersey. Congratulations. Every shot that they're going to show is going to be in New York City. Even when they show it, I know this, even when they show a shot of the stadium, they're going to show New York City in the background. Ain't nobody trying to look at New Jersey. I'm sorry. Nobody. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Not only does the United States of America actually have to get its soccer team, its football team together for the World Cup, Man, they got to work on these stadiums and this grass. I mean, people have been playing on these grass fields and all these fancy stadiums all over the country. And all the teams have been complaining about the pitch. They're like, how you stitching together grass, like sewing together carpet right before the game? Nobody's trying to play on that. They got their work cut out for them. I mean, here in Atlanta, they had Messi playing on potholes. Come on, now this is Messi. Do better. They got 2 years to figure this out. Forget all the fancy Taylor Swift and Beyonce concerts. Focus in on the World Cup. Can't wait for the United States of America to embarrass itself on its home field. Oh, a shame. Alex, are you going to be checking out the World Cup? I know you will. Are you planning on hitting any of the matches, the games? You excited? Do you expect the same old, same old?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been to the World Cup, and it's going to be a lot different because a big reason why I went is because I wanted to travel. I wanted to go see Russia. I wanted to go see Qatar. I went to both. I'm very lucky to go to both. But the thing was, with America, I'm actually kind of disappointed that it's in Jersey for the final. Whoa. I mean, that's just the final, but
because
I want to go.
New Jersey.
Yeah, first of all, it's New Jersey. There's nothing in East Rutherford. So the main thing is I want to go to. I honestly would love to come to Atlanta. That's like one of the most, like, with Mercedes. I think it's Mercedes Benz, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I want to go there. I want to go to maybe SoFi in LA, Kansas City at Arrowhead. But you know, these aren't soccer stadiums. These are football stadiums. So it's I will definitely try and do some sort of road trip in 2026. But even when, like, I'm more excited by who's gonna come here and go, like, because Argentina and Chile were here a few days ago, and Times Square was just packed with those fans, and that's gonna be like the interaction with those fans is gonna be the best part, I think.
You will probably have a better time in that godforsaken Times Square watching a football match than you'd be at East Rutherford.
Exactly. I hate Times Square.
Yeah, everybody who likes Times Square, nobody. Tourists who know no better, and they want to get robbed and stepped on and rushed and hot, sweaty, and I don't know, yelled at for change by Dirty Elmo. Nobody likes Times Square. Look, I hope that the World Cup here is a success. You know, it'll be here in Atlanta. If I can get out, I most certainly will go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Not far from me here in the studio at all. I do know that people from Argentina were very upset at the conditions of the pitch. And as you said, yeah, these are football stadiums. These aren't soccer stadiums. So I don't know. I think it's going to be good to have it here in the States. Maybe if the United States of America was any good, we'd have a little bit more of a fever pitch. We know that the MLS has certainly grown. Messi is still playing here for Inter Miami. It seems that, you know, moving into his second year, it's been a little bit more quiet. I think maybe some of the curiosity has waned just a little bit. But, man, there's a lot of hotbeds. I mean, I was in Columbus, Ohio. People love the Crew out there. That's the squad. And shout outs to my folks with the New York Red Bulls. Man, they're burning it up. Like, there's a lot of interest. And I'm sure you've seen the crowds up in places like Portland and Seattle and Kansas City. Like, football / soccer is growing here in the States. I guess we as Americans, we're spoiled, right? When it comes to sports, we're spoiled. We expect to be the best at everything. I mean, let's be real. We got the Olympics coming up in Paris. What's the medal count going to be? People are going to look at the medal count and go, oh, yeah, there's the United States of America. There's China. And, you know, I don't know. There's sprinkle in some of the colonies coming out of the UK. That's it. Really? I would say Russia, but... A little bit complicated of a situation right now, okay? We expect to beat people up in basketball and gymnastics and track and field for the most part. Like, we're competitive in everything. Not soccer. Not football. I guess this is what happens when you, you know, tell your former bosses, we don't want to pay no taxes. We're going to start our own damn country. I guess you leave a few things behind, like the metric system and like soccer, to name a few. And tea and crumpets and biscuits, all those other things that we left alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we love soccer. They could keep it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to take a look at some of the other interesting things going on in the world of sports. I'm going to tell you about Angel Reese trying to break a record. And, of course, NBA free agency still running wild. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.